CJSF 90.1 FM would like to remind listeners that the following program is a repeat broadcast.
Do you like our owl?
It's artificial.
Of course it is.
Must be expensive.
Very. I'm Rachel.
Deckard.
It seems you feel our work is not a benefit to the public.
Replicants are like any other machine. They're either a benefit or a hazard. They're a benefit, it's not my problem.
May I ask you a personal question?
Sure.
Have you ever retired a human by mistake?
No.
But in your position, that is a risk.
Is this to be an empathy test? Capillary dilation of the so-called blush response? Fluctuation of the pupil? Involuntary dilation of the iris?
We call it void comp for short.
Mr. Deckard, Dr. Eldon Farrell.
Demonstrate it. I want to see it work.
Where's the subject?
I want to see it work on a person. I want to see a negative before I provide you a positive.
What's that going to prove?
Indulge me.
On you?
Try her.
Listeners, music seekers, radio wave surfers, hello, you've tuned in, congrats, and I made it here, so I'm going to pat myself on the back here. You have tuned in to CJSF 90.1 FM on your radio dial. Perhaps you've tuned in on the browser at cjsf.ca. This is the show Wave Station. We're broadcasting live tonight from our satellite studio on these unceded ancestral and traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. All power and respect. It is June, and it's the first show of June in which I get to showcase this wonderful month because it is both Pride and it is the month of National Indigenous History, and it's a time for acknowledging, learning about, and appreciating all the contributions of our wonderful friends and our neighbors, all the people in our lives who we can connect these identities to, and so I'm really pleased that I got to play you that last song there. So let me begin by telling you about what we just heard. Okay, so really hot in the mic. Hope I'm not blasting anyone's eardrums out here. Okay, let me just turn myself down a bit. That's a juicy mic. Ooh, I really wonder what's going on with the levels today. Okay. Let's get back to it. That song we just heard with that throat singing, that was Lijerac. I hope I'm saying that one right. I did look up the pronunciation of some other stuff, but okay. I didn't quite do my homework, did I? But it means hide and seek. So Lijerac, if I'm saying it right. That's by Sila and Rise. With Tanya Tagak, and that's off of Sila Joak, which was put out in 2021, and they're a group out of Ottawa. It's, I believe, a trio, or maybe they've got a fourth member. I was watching an interview about them, or with one of their members, and it was lovely. They were discussing the name Sila Joak, and that Sila itself can encompass concepts of weather, the land, the spirits of the atmosphere, cunning and intelligence. And then the Juak affix, it signifies the enormity of all of this. So it kind of alludes to the grander structure of the cosmos in which we find ourselves. I also just learned a whole bunch of stuff about throat singing and some of the benefits, like the ways that could connect. It was used for some, it is used in sort of calling to the spirit realm, but at a time as well, that it could help a mother and a baby connect with those vibrations that are being made inside the thorax with all that breathing and intonation and vibration. So I thought that was so lovely. And one other thing I want to tell you about was that I heard the interviewee was discussing different issues in Inuit history in Canada, and one of them made me look it up. It was about slaughter of dogs that took place in the 60s in Inuit territory, and it got me to this place on YouTube, a documentary called Echo of the Last Howl. And I didn't have time to watch the whole thing today, but I would definitely recommend it. You can look that up on YouTube, and it is like is lovely. It is a it's a terrible story, but the beginning of the doc shows just how important the connection with dogs was for families, for men, for hunters, for children, and how just how in tune they were, and how many benefits they brought to the community and the people. So anyway, I leave that with you. Look it up if you will. Before that song, we listened to Silence Motion. That was by by Blackwater Holy Light, an outfit out of Portland. They are coming to play the Rickshaw on June 11th. I think it'll be a really good show. I've played them before here on this show. First song in the set, Vangelis with Blush Response, one of the songs off of the Blade Runner soundtrack. And rest in peace, Vangelis, Odysseus Papathanasius. Sorry to the Greek-speaking people out there. The official release of that soundtrack, interestingly, was delayed for over a decade. This kind of caught my eye because every time I do these shows, I look up all the metadata, you know, to be able to tell you when things were released and stuff. And Blade Runner, the soundtrack, was resolutely coming in at 1994, and I'm thinking, no. Like when the movie came out in the 80s. In fact, Blade Runner came out in 1982. But, interestingly, that the soundtrack was delayed for over a decade. So there's all these, sometimes there's these weird potential, like, you know, hidden stories in the music industry that I don't know why that happened. But, you know, there's all sorts of things that go on that we don't necessarily know about. Okay. Let me quit blathering so much. I want to get through all my songs, and I don't know if I can. So let's get to the next one, all right? Let's go.